In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, we see our Lord almost being dramatic in this miracle. They bring this man to him. He puts his fingers in his ears. He takes some saliva on his finger and puts it on his tongue. Looks up to heaven. Says, "Ephphatha," that is, be opened. And then he's healed. Did our Lord have to do any of that? Of course not. He didn't have to do any of it. He could have healed him just right there, just looked at him. He didn't even have to look at him. Could have healed him. Didn't have to take him aside. Didn't have to do any of that. As a matter of fact, he didn't even have to be in his presence, right? Our Lord knew this man's situation. He could have just healed him from a distance. Why does he do this? He does this for our purposes, for our sake, and for those who were there at the time for their sake. So that they would know that it was he who healed them. If he healed them from a distance, how would anyone know by what power this man was healed? Christ came before him and did these things in order to show that it was by his power that he healed them, so that they would have faith in him. Christ uses material things to show us his power. Christ uses material things to be the source of grace. Those actions, his saliva, it's like he's taking his word and placing it in the other man's mouth. His ephphatha, the word that he speaks, has the power to heal. We are material beings. We don't have senses that can detect the spiritual. We can't see angels. We can't see grace. We can only see material things, and God knows this. And so he uses material things to show us that grace is happening. It's by that material actions that we know that it was the grace of God that came by those material items by which that man was healed. And Christ also gives us grace, what? Through his body. It was by his body, by his death, suffering, and resurrection, as St. Paul refers to in the epistle. It is by his body that he wins the graces for us. Now, Christ doesn't just do this for himself, use material things, but he gives his spouse, the church, material things to give graces. These are the sacraments. The seven sacraments, like seven jewels in a necklace around the spouse of Christ, the church. These gifts from Christ by which we know without a doubt that grace is given. They are material things or actions by which we know grace is given when they are done properly. It doesn't matter about the holiness of the minister. If they are done with the proper intention and the proper things are done, then grace is given without a doubt. Pouring of the water at baptism. The water is poured and the words are said, the grace is given. You don't even have to be a Christian. If someone just does it with the proper intention, it happens. The person doesn't have to be in a state of grace. They can be in mortal sin and it will happen. Now, they might be committing a sin themselves, but the grace is given. How? By that material action. And the technical word that St. Thomas and the theologians talk about is ex opere operato. By the very action, the grace is given. Ex opere operato. St. Peter refers to this in his epistle. He says, by the water we are saved. By the water. It's important to understand this because the sacraments are not just empty signs. It's not like we do this thing, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God sees that and then he kind of sends his grace, zaps it outside of that. It's just kind of like a sign, like a flag. Okay, pour the grace down here and God zaps it. No, God gives the material thing the actual ability to be the channel for that grace. It's by the water we are saved. Not by God acting when he sees the water being poured over that he acts outside that water. No, God has instilled within the material world, when that action happens, That grace is given how? By the matter itself. This is how the sacraments work. Ex opere operato. The material world becomes the vehicle by which that grace is given. So in the priest, you hear his word. I absolve you. It's by that word has the power which has been given by Christ to the church. When the bishop lays his hand on the head of the person being confirmed, it is by the power of the laying on of hands of the bishop, and it's the same for the diaconal and priestly ordination, the laying on of hands with the proper form and intent, it happens. How? Through the very action of the hands of the bishop that grace is given. When we really think about this, it's wonderful. God has given us these graces through the church, by the church. But there are also other things that have been given to us, material things by which grace is given. These are the sacramentals. They are like sacraments, but they're a little bit different. You know, we have the people outside selling these crucifixes and all these statues today. It just so happens today. It didn't work out, but God's providence, it works out. We have these sacramentals. And the church, now these have their origin in the church. Some of them are from Christ, but the church has a power over them, unlike the sacraments. Sacraments Christ established once and for all. But the sacramentals the church has, establishes them, gives a ritual on how to do a blessing. So the crucifix, there's a blessing for the crucifix, there's a different blessing for the statue. These are sacramentals. They become blessed items by which, if we use them properly, they can be a source for grace. We have to use them properly. This is the difference, one of the differences between sacraments and sacramentals. We have to respect them. We have to honor them. If it's a crucifix, we have to honor the crucifix. We can't use them like lucky charms or superstitious practices, but when we use them properly. And sacramentals just aren't objects like that. You know, we have other sacramentals. We have scapulars, which are given by, you know, the brown scapular, the green scapular. These were given by apparitions, given by heaven, but the church still gives her approbation to them. You know, the green scapular was given approval by Pope Pius IX in 1870. The miraculous medal, the same. The Pope had gave approval for it, and there's a blessing for that special. And when we use them properly, they can be a source of grace. I hope everyone's familiar with the green scapular, right? It was given by Our Lady, and she says it's a source of grace, a source of faith for those who have it. So you can give it to someone. And you just ask them to just put it in their wallet. It should be blessed by a priest to put it in their wallet. And then you have to, either the person himself or you have to recite the prayer that's on it. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And when that's done, by the power of the church, grace is given. But it's given to the degree of our fervor and our respect and dignity to that. This is ex opere operato ecclesiae, by the action of the church herself and also by ourselves. It's different from the sacraments, which is ex opere operantis. These are the technical Latin terms. I don't know if we need to go into this. Okay. So, it's by the church along with our actions. And again, it's not just these little blessed items. Holy water, of course, is a sacramental, but it can be an action. The sign of the cross, also. Kneeling is a sacramental. There are numerous sacramentals, both specifically, there can be a formula in the church or just a long-standing tradition. There are a plethora of sacraments. They give us grace when we do them properly. They don't give us sanctifying grace, though. Remember, sanctifying grace is the grace that makes us holy and pleasing to God, makes us a temple of the Holy Spirit, makes us heirs to heaven. They don't technically give us sanctifying grace. Most of the theologians say they don't give us sanctifying grace, but they make us more open to receiving sanctifying grace. So the next time we receive a sacrament, which does give sanctifying grace, communion, we'll get a greater increase of sanctifying grace. But they also give us other graces to do good and avoid evil. to live a holy life. But there are other sacramentals that we don't really think about. The liturgical year is a type of sacramental. That there is a time to fast and there's a time to celebrate. Our fasting during Lent, because the church asks us to do this fast in preparation for Easter, there is a sacramental action there. Our fasting gives us, or actually all of our penances during Lent, gives us, we receive more graces if we do our penance during that time than if we did it at another time. You know, Friday, even today, under the new code of canon law, Friday is still a day of penance. And when we do a penance on Friday, which we're supposed to be doing, some kind of penance, abstain or an equivalent penance, that we do receive graces that we wouldn't receive if we did it on another day. The same, you know, this Saturday is the feast of Our Lady's Assumption. We come to Mass to honor her, to show our love for her, for the life she led, that she preserved herself from, she preserved that grace that she was given. She lived her whole life without any sin. And so she was graced with the Assumption then because of that. And that we honor her and we love her. And that is a type of sacramental. That's a sacramental action. Again, the church establishes it, but then it's up to us to then respond with fervor. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, again, all these things. But it's based upon our fervor, our prayers, the rosary, or any other type of prayer. Again, it's based upon our fervor. The more fervent we do that, the better, the more graces we can receive. And these are material things. They're given to us. Why? So that we know that grace is being given. Why does our Lord do that drama? So that they know that it's coming from Him. And He charges them. He says, don't tell anyone. He's saying that in humility, but He knows they're gonna tell people. And it's really the reason why He did it. Well, you know, the Father's glorifying Him by letting His fame be spread. And so the sacraments also are given to us in a similar way so that we know that we're receiving grace and the sacramentals when we use them properly. But now there's a deeper way in which God uses a material item to give grace. St. Paul refers to it. He talks about there at the end. He says, I am the least and not worthy to be called an apostle. Why? Because I persecuted the church of God. Remember, he persecuted the church and then he got the great grace of conversion. Paul, Paul, why? Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he has the conversion. And then he becomes a great saint. He preaches to the Gentiles. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace in me has not been fruitless. God uses us as a means to grace. He uses us. That we are made holy, we're given sanctifying grace, made holy and pleasing to God. And then we can increase in sanctifying grace, become holier and holier. We're given other graces to be able to do good and avoid evil. And it's for us to be holy, but He wants us to then imitate Him. Not by doing fantastic miracles, but to be the source of grace for others. St. Paul was this, right? He says, His grace in me has not been fruitless. He bore great fruit. Preaching the word of God. Remember, faith comes through hearing. And he preached it to the Gentiles. And they received the faith. His other actions. You know, in other parts, he talks about all the privations and sufferings he went through. Shipwrecked and scourging. He offered those for Christ. And it's by those actions, then, grace is given. And it's not just for St. Paul, the great saint, or the other great saints. For each and every one of us, that we are to be a channel, a conduit for grace in this world. And it's not just to end with us. We oftentimes get stuck just praying for ourselves. Oh, help me to overcome this sin. Help me to do this, or maybe just our families. But it shouldn't just stop with us. We should become holy. Why? So that we can be a channel for grace. And that might just be our prayers, the rosary. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Who's us and our? The whole world. Not just me and my family or my friends, the people that I'm praying for. Everyone. Blessed Mother, you know who needs the grace. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We're to be the channel of grace for others. Our penances are not just for ourselves, but for others. We can receive indulgences for the holy souls in purgatory. They are helpless, and they can only be helped by our indulgences. They cannot help themselves. We are to be the channel of grace for others. Just like St. Paul says, His grace in me has not been fruitless. That is, it has borne fruit. And that is for all of us. That we are, the grace that God gives us is not to just end with us, but it is to bear fruit in others. And we have to, though, become holy. We have to become holy. Just like a sacramental has to be used with due devotion and properly, so we have to carry ourselves properly to resist sin, to attain holiness. Why? So that this grace can flow through us. And we might not be able to, we may not be able to see the effects of that grace. We may never know it. This doesn't mean that we should go around and be a busybody and tell other people what to do. Oftentimes, holiness is to be quiet, to suffer in silence, and to offer it up for that person, like our Lord did at the crucifixion. He was silent while he was scourged and mocked and crucified. And he offered it up, that suffering, for those souls who were crucifying him. And so, most of the time, I should say, that we need to suffer in silence and to not try to tell other people. And this is a danger, because sometimes people think that I need to then tell people everything. No. Sometimes we have to be quiet. And so God uses material things to give grace. He uses His body. Christ Himself does these actions. He's crucified to win all graces for all of us. His body is here. He uses actually the bread and transforms it into His body. He uses that material thing to give us grace. He uses the sacraments to give us grace. We have the church who gives us the sacramentals, prayers, the liturgical life and the liturgical season. But most importantly, He wants us to be the vehicle for His grace. Christ became man. God became man. Why? So that we could become like God. And this is one of the ways in which we are like Him. That we become a channel for His grace by our holiness. So, let us then pray for holiness. Let us offer ourselves to our Lord and our Lady. That they would make us the person that God wants us to be, that He created us to be, that we could be the channel for His grace into this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.